In Ukraine, Russia continues to bombard cities with missiles, and there are reports of many civilian casualties. In the capital city, Kyiv, the damage includes a maternity clinic and the site of the 1941 Nazi roundup and slaughter of Jews at Babyn Yar. This, as a 40-mile Russian convoy of tanks and artillery continues to move toward Kyiv. That's where we find CNN national security correspondent Alex Marquardt. Alex, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sounds like a difficult day over there in Kyiv. I understand that you've been walking through the streets. Describe what you've been seeing.
Well, we went over to the TV tower, which is about 3 miles just outside the city center, and there was destruction everywhere. We've been listening to these claims from the Russians saying that they're not going after civilian infrastructure or civilian residences, and that just is not the case. This was a site where on Tuesday, 5 civilians were killed. There was one missile, at least, that hit the TV tower. The building next to it saw a lot of destruction. On the other side of the street, again, civilian buildings. One was an auto parts shop, one was a gym. All of their windows destroyed. There was a fire that was still going in the gym 24 hours later. These were all civilian installations. And what it does show is that Russia appears to be broadening out its targeting to communications. They say that they're going to start suppressing what they call information attacks against Russia, what you and I might call reporting. They know that they're losing the narrative. They know that they're losing this information war. Mm.
We've been hearing as well a lot about the airstrikes at the site of the Babyn Yar Nazi massacre in 1941. 34,000 Jews were massacred, sacred ground for many. Can you tell us what happened there and how the community reacted to this?
So that is not far from the TV tower. It's up on a hill in a wooded area. And we went to see the memorial. The memorial itself is not damaged. You're absolutely right. This is a memorial to one of the most horrific massacres during the Holocaust. More than 30,000 Jews in just 48 hours in September of 1941. And so you saw a fierce response from Ukrainian officials as well as Secretary of State Antony Blinken because of the symbolism of this. You have President Putin, who is claiming ridiculously that he is going to denazify Ukraine with this war. He clearly wants to replace President Volodymyr Zelensky, who himself is Jewish. And in this invasion and in this attack yesterday, he attacked and killed Ukrainian civilians on this hallowed ground. It really elevated that attack yesterday, at least symbolically.
So again, and with regard to this particular site at Babyn Yar, a case cannot be made in any way that this was somehow a military target.
No, absolutely not. I do believe that the target was the TV tower and those other civilian buildings that I was discussing. I believe that those were all collateral damage, but that just goes to show how badly the Russian military has been at targeting. It's not just here. We've seen it in Kharkiv. We've seen it in other cities across the country where they are repeatedly hitting civilian buildings and killing hundreds of civilians.
Hmm. What more do we know about that huge and slow-moving Russian military convoy that is advancing toward Kyiv? What will happen?
Well, we know that the Russians want to encircle Kyiv, so we assume that this is part of the effort to do so. It's coming in from the north. It certainly sounds very daunting because it is such a huge convoy, but in speaking to experts and officials, they play it down a little bit, simply saying that when you look at the makeup of this convoy, it's a lot of trucks, so it's a lot of logistics. It's not necessarily the equipment that's going to do the most damage. Now, there are troops in there, of course. There is artillery in there. So it is certainly something to watch. But when you're talking about the threat to Kyiv right now, the much bigger threat is going to be airstrikes. It's going to be missile and rocket attacks. It's going to be artillery. It's going to be anything that can sort of drop in from the sky. And the assumption is at some point, President Putin may want to hit the city very hard from the sky to soften the ground, as they say, to allow then Russian troops to follow in behind and take the city.
We talked to a private citizen yesterday in Kyiv who picked up a Kalashnikov and is prepared to defend his home city. And his message to us was that he expects it to get a lot worse.
There's a basic understanding that Russia is coming at Ukraine with its military, all its military might. And so they know that Russia can just keep throwing equipment and bodies at this war. I spoke with one man at that TV tower this morning, who had just joined last Thursday, the same day that the Russians invaded. And then a short time later, we saw an entire unit of these territorial defense, as they call them, basically these civilian militias, And they are just like you and me. They are just people often with no military experience who have been given these Kalashnikovs and they're ready to go and fight.
That's CNN correspondent Alex Marquardt on the ground in Kyiv. Alex, thanks so much for your reporting. Thanks for joining us, and please stay safe.
I appreciate you having me.